Okay, a good vach, everybody. Let's b'li neder b'ezras Hashem. Let's finish us together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. We are five lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Tesman Beis. Today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf. Let's begin. V'amar Rava. Rava said, "Lo charva Yerushalayim elu b'shul shepask mimeno anshei amana." The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because you could not find any trustworthy people around. People wouldn't speak the truth. Sound familiar? Shneamar shotetu b'chutzos Yerushalayim uruuno du'u vakshu b'chavosea im timtzu ish osa mishpat mevakesh emuna ve'eslachla. Hashem says, if I would find somebody doing justice, I would forgive you Yerushalayim. Must be there was nobody around. Ask the Gemara, in is this really so? V'amrav ketina afil b'shas kishlona shel Yerushalayim. Even when Yerushalayim was sinning, lo paskim eno anshei amana, there were always trustworthy people there. Shtemar ki yispos ish ba'achiv beis aviv. Simla l'cha katzin tielanu. So this is a pasuk in Yishayahu, and it's referring to the people Yerushalayim. They didn't know how to answer questions in halacha. They would accost one of the rabbis, and they would say, there were these things that people would cover like a simla, like a garment. Meaning if people knew how to answer questions, if they didn't, people thought they would know how to answer questions, they didn't really know. So, yeshnan biyadecha, people would ask others, can you answer these halachic questions? And they would answer that they could not. So they would tell them that they would teach halachas mistakenly, and it would be very hard for them to really know the halachas. So they did not really want to give answers, and they said we didn't know them. So people would ask them, "Yeshnan tachas yadecha." Hey, you know these halachos. Katzin tielanu, you should be a ruler, a leader for us, and answer the questions for us. And the next pasuk in Yishayahu would say, Yisabayom olim lo eyechovish. We're going, no, I don't know the answer. The rabbis would say, or the people they thought were rabbis, they thought they knew the Torah, would say, no, we don't know the answers. They were honest. Ein Yisa elashon shavua. They swore, we're not going to be able to answer your questions. V'chenem lo sisas shem Hashem. So you see, losis is a language of swearing. Lo eyechovesh, I am not going to be able to heal your wounds. I'm not going to be able to answer your questions. Lo eyechovshe atzman, beveis hamedrash, I'm not one of those people who really sits and learns and knows the answers. Beveis ein lechem vein simla, in my house, so there's no bread and there's no clothing. Sheein biyadi lo mirka v'lo mishnah v'lo gemara, I don't know how to learn. So you see that people were honest. People would say, oh, come on, we need you to answer our questions. And they would say, no, we don't know. So how could you say there were no honest people at the time of the Churban? You see here, all these people were very honest. So the Gemara goes off on a little side point before answering the question. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Maybe it wasn't because they were honest. Maybe they just didn't want to be trapped. They didn't want to be caught. Like, because if somebody would actually ask them a question, they wouldn't know it. They'd look like fools. Says the Gemara, umamai, Dilma Shani Asim, really, they weren't honest. But here they had to tell the truth. The Amrulu Gamirna, if they would say we really did know, Amrule Emelon. So people would say, okay, give us the answer. Then they would look stupid. They wouldn't know them. So Gemara says, no, have a little memory. If they were liars, they should have said Gomar Veshachach, that they learned it but forgot it. My Loe Yechovish Klal. They admitted they were honest. They said, we never learned the answers to these questions. We never learned Torah. We're not able to answer. So you see, people were honest. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha. Kan Medivre Torah, Kan Maso Matan. Yeah, there were honest people about Divrei Torah. The rabbis did say at the time of the Churban, they said, we don't really know the answers. That they were honest about. But in business, people were not honest. In business, that's where the Navi says that the reason Yerushalayim was destroyed because people were not honest in business. Yet, yes, they were honest that they didn't know Torah, if they were honest when they said they didn't know it, but they were not honest in business. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Matzilin sal malikikaros. It is permissible to save from a burning building, even though we learned in the last Mishnah you could only save food for three meals. Mazon gimel seudos, you're only allowed to save three meals. That's what we learned. That's what we learned, only three meals. This Mishnah says, no, if it's all in one basket, you could save 100 meals. Whoa. Matzilin, the Gemara is going to discuss this. Matzilin sal mali kikaros. The reason is because it's just one basket. Matzilin sal mali kikaros. You are allowed to save a basket filled with loaves of bread. Av mishiyesh bo mea sudos. Even if you have enough bread in there for 100 meals, if it's all in one basket, then you are permitted to save it. Ve'igol shel devela, and you're allowed to save pressed figs, even if it's a lot more than three meals. Ve'chavetz shel yayin, and a whole barrel of wine, which is enough wine for 100 meals. Ve'omer la'cherem bo v'tzilchem, and not only that, you can invite other people to go save food. Bo v'tzil lochem. They're going to end up being zochem min ha-hefker. You're allowed to tell other people to save your food from your burning building, and then they're going to get them. Now, how could they make a kinyan on Shabbos? You know, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. That's why when we were growing up by the bar mitzvahs, the rabbis would always say, when the rabbi would present the bar mitzvah with the svarim from the shul on Shabbos morning, don't worry, I made a kinyan with him Erev Shabbos. So I'm giving it to him now, but the kinyan is going to be chal after Shabbos. Why are you not going to make a kinyan on Shabbos? We're afraid maybe you'll write it down. Says the Ritva, the reason why letting other people acquire your food on Shabbos is once there's a fire in your building, it automatically makes all the stuff hefker. Because you know you're not going to be able to get all that stuff. So you're allowed it. So it's not nira kikinyan. It's hefker by itself. So says the Ritva. V'imhayu pikhin, and if the guys saving were smart, osinimo cheshbon achar Shabbos, they would save the food, give it back to the guy, but then charge him for saving it. The Gemara is going to discuss this case. What do you mean? Why do they get paid for it? If they're going to get to keep the food, why are they getting paid for it? They're keeping the food. So the Gemara is going to explain, no, we're talking about people who are midas chassidus, they would give back the food, but they could still, but they're not such chassidus, they weren't going to ask him money for it. So, says the Gemara, Lehechan matzilin, O son, where are you allowed to save the food to? L'chotzer ha-me'urevas, only to a chotzer that has an Erev. Ben b'seira omer af le'ena me'urevas, l'she'ena me'urevas. Even a chotzer that doesn't have an Erev, as long as it has walls on all sides, even if it doesn't have an Erev, you are allowed to bring it in there. Ulisha motzi kol klei tashmisho. To a chatzah ha-mureves, and according to Ben Beseri, even to an Eina mureves, you're allowed to carry all of your things that you need for that day, like cups and buckets and barrels, whatever you need. Velovish kol mashiach alubosh, and you're allowed to put on 20 garments. Va'otev kol mashiach alatov, all the outer garments and inner garments, you're allowed to save it all from the fire. There's no limit. Whatever fits on your body. And the Gemara is going to say you can even go in a few times. Unlike food, that there's a limit. The Gemara is going to discuss what's the difference. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Shmona Asar Kelim. Rabbi Yossi says you're only allowed to save 18 specific Kelim. The Gemara is going to explain why 18 and which 18. It's the normal way that a person would normally dress during the weekend. But not more than that. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, the chozer v'lovish motzi. So you're allowed to go into the fire burning house, load yourself up with clothing, go out, put it down, go back in, load yourself up with clothing, take them off, go in. The chozer v'lovish motzi, as long as you want. The omer la'achem bo v'atzilu imi. And you're even allowed to tell other people to go and save the clothing together with me. So here, by the food, he was telling them you could take it for yourself. But by the clothing, he was telling them, come and take it with me. The Gemara is going to discuss why those two things are different. The Rashba writes, and the Ritva, what's the difference between clothing and food? Why food, you're only allowed to go in one time, but clothing you can go in 100 times? Because food, we're afraid you're going to extinguish the fire. By clothing, because you're wearing it and not carrying it, so that's a heker, you're wearing all these garments, you're not going to come to extinguish the fire. So says the Rashba and the Ritva. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara Vatanale Resha Shalosh Sudas Vesulo. What's going on? The second Mishnah says if it's in one basket, you can save 100 Sudas. But the first Mishnah said only 3 Sudas. What's going on? Amar Vunalo Kasha. Kanba Lahatzel, Kanba Lakapel. One is in one basket. In one basket, as much as you want. But if you're going to come to gather in a bunch of baskets, then the maximum you could have is 3 Sudos. Because once you're collecting in different baskets, we're afraid you're going to extinguish the fire. If it's all in one basket, what's the difference? It's all one act. So we're not afraid. It's not so much tircha. So there's no difference, a little or a lot. But if you're going to get a whole bunch of different baskets together, so then we're afraid you're going to, since it's a tircha, so we're afraid you're going to come to extinguish the fire. So bala hatzil matzilas kulan. If you're coming at all in one basket, you can take as much as you want. Balakapil, but if it's a lot of baskets, ain't a kapil mustn't show students. That's one answer. Rabbi Yavabraz Abdam Rav Edi Balakapil. No, they're both talking about multiple baskets. Veloy Kasha. Kan la osa chatzer. One is to the same chatzer, so even more than 3 sudos. Vechan la chatzer acheres. But the Mishnah that said 3 sudos, that's to a different chatzer. Because again, it's a lot of bother, so we're afraid you're going to come to extinguish it. He's more tarred. It's a lot of bother, it's a long schlep, so we're afraid maybe he's going to forget and extinguish the fire. But to the same chatzer, we're not worried. It could be even more. Pires taliso v'kipel v'hiniach v'kipel v'hiniach mai. Let's say he spreads his talis out right outside the burning building, and he goes and brings food and puts it onto the talis, and brings food and puts it onto the talis, and brings food and puts it onto the talis. So he's not using multiple kalim, but he's making multiple trips. What's the din? Kibala hatzadam, is that like using one kli, because he's only using one talis? O kibala kabadam, he's making multiple trips. Answer the Gemara. Mida amar rava. Ate rav shizu da rav chista v'darash. Uvach lo yavi kli shu machzik yoser mishalosh seudos. That Rav Shizbi mistakenly told Rav Chista that you're not allowed to bring a kli that can hold more than 3 sudas, and Rav Chista admitted to this, and Rava said it was a mistake that you're allowed to do this. Shma mina, kibala hatzil dami v'shaper dami. From the fact that Rav Shizbi mistakenly told Rav Chista, and Rava corrected him and said it's a mistake. So you see that as long as you have one kli, you're allowed to take even more than 3 sudos, even if it takes you multiple trips to get them all into one kli. That machlokas of Shizmi Chiz had to do with the case we had before about saving wine off the roof. That you're allowed to save even more than 3 sudos worth as long as it's all into one kli, even if it comes little by little. Same thing over here with the food, little by little will work. Says the Gemara, how did Rava know that it was a mistake to say that it's usser to use many kalim for the wine off the roof? Amalei Avnachem Eitzel LeRava, my Taus, I know it was a mistake. Amalei Diktani, because the Brisa there says Uvavad Shelo Yavi Kli Acher VeYiklot. You're not allowed to bring another Kli Acher VeYitzarev Kli Acher Hudelo. So you can't bring other kalim. Aval Ba'ahu Mana. Comment to buy matzah, but if it's all in one kli, as much as you want, you're allowed to save. Fine. The Mishnah said, eagle shell devela, that you're not allowed to, that you are allowed to save pressed figs, even if it's more than 3. Says the Gemara. Now, but you're at your, now, what did the Mishnah say? You're even allowed to tell other people to come save food also. And if they were smart, they would make a cheshbon and charge them for it after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? What do you mean? All the food is hefker. They get to keep it. What are they making? Why are they going to charge the Baal Bayis for taking money if they're going to get to keep the food? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. No, we're talking about people who had a Midas Chasidus, they're going to return the food to the Baal Bayis. To me, it doesn't sound like such a Midas Chasidus. I mean, if you go save somebody else's food from a burning building, I mean, I would assume you'd give it back to him. But apparently, Al Pidin, the Rishonim learned, it's considered Hefker. So really, you owned it. So Midas Chasidus, you're going to return it back, but you could ask for money for it. Says the Gemara, Rav asks, what kind of chassid is this? Your midas chassid is going to return the food, but pay me for doing it. What? Amar Rava, chassid de agra de shabbat de shakli. Gemara has a slightly different kash. Says, if he's such a chassid, but it's schar Shabbos, you're making money for doing work on Shabbos. That's the old question of the group leaders in shul. Are they allowed to get paid for doing groups on Shabbos? Schar Shabbos. Oh, so maybe they have to prepare during the week. Come on, those groups, they prepared during the week. They didn't do anything. They didn't prepare diddly during the week. What do you mean? What did they prepare? They prepared nothing. That's a whole shaila. How are you allowed to get paid as a group leader if you don't do anything during the week? It's Schar Shabbos. Amarava, Chaside Agra, the Shabbos of Shakle. They're such Chasidim, they're going to take money on Shabbos. So the Gemara gives different. El Amarava, Hacha B'Yirei Shamayim Askinan. No, we're talking about a guy who's a Yirei Shamayim. He's not a Chasid. Since he's Yirei Shamayim, he doesn't want to be, Zocha from somebody else, even though technically it was Hefker. He doesn't want to be Zocha from somebody else. So, because he knows the guy didn't really want to make an Hefker. So he wants to give it back. But he doesn't want to work all day long saving the other guy's food and not get anything out of it. If these Yirei Shamayim were wise, if they knew Hilchas Shabbos well, that they know that since they did not intend to do it for money, and there was no deal, and really they would be zocher to keep it, so it's not Schar Shabbos. Why? Because Schar Shabbos would be if a guy hires you to do work. Here, he's doing it to be a nice guy, and he could get to keep it if he wants. So there's no Schar Shabbos. So lav schar Shabbosu, this would not be considered to be schar Shabbos. So then osani mocheshman lachar Shabbos. So you could say, listen, I did you this favor. I worked for you all day long. Maybe just give me the money for my time. Says the Gemara, lahechan matzilin. Where could you save this to? Maishnach adiktani lachem. Maishnach adiktani imi. Why by the food does the guy saving the food get to keep the food? But why by the clothing does he have to return the clothing? What's the difference? Why is the food hefker, but the clothing's not hefker? Says the Gemara, Amre, Gabe mezoinus katani lachem mishum delo kachazu. Ela mazin shalosh sudos. How much food could the guy eat? Right? He can't. How much food could he eat in one Shabbos? He's not going to eat more than three sudos. So if he saved more than three sudos, by definition, it's going to go to waste anyway. Right, in those days they had no refrigerators. Whatever you're going to save, it's going to go to get spoiled. So it's going to get spoiled. So by food, it means go and save it for yourself. Let's say the whole Shabbos, you could wear 100 garments every minute. You could wear a different garment on Shabbos if you want. So technically speaking, you could really have more. So therefore, when he said save the clothing, he meant save it for me because I could use this on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a braisa. Lovesh umotzi uposhet v'chozer v'lovesh umotzi uposhet afilu kol hayom kul divremer. You can keep going in and out of the burning building and save all the clothing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shmona Asar Kelim. No. You can't just take anything you want. You can only take up to 18 garments. What are the 18 garments? So these 18 garments that the Gemara now lists, these are the 18 garments that they had the custom to wear in the times of the Gemara. These were the 18 garments that usual people wore. Let's figure out what they are over here. What are they? So the Gemara lists them. Rabbi Yosef Shmuel Kelim. These are the 18 garments. Miktoren Unkel Yupunda. The jacket, the overcoat, and the belt of the overcoat. Kalbus shel pishtan v'cholok. The linen vest, the shirt, and the robe. I'm sorry. The linen vest and the shirt. Vapilios, the robe. Ma'afores, like a kerchief to wrap around the head. Ushnei sfarkin, two, he says here, leg bands, like hold up your pants. Shnei minalim, two shoes. Some of the farshim want to bring a ride from here that a shoe is considered to be a garment. Nafkamina, where does it come up? Whether a shoe is a garment, right? Is there a mitzvah to have nice shoes for Shabbos? Is that called a garment or not? Some say it's ridiculous. A shoe is not considered to be a garment. Ushnei anpilos, two socks. Ushnei pargod, two. That's the bottom of the, like, they used to have like shorts and then like these pargod, the extensions of like Hasidim wear, like gaiters, like baseball players wear those like long socks. The chagor shebemasnav, the inner belt. The kova sheberosho, v'suda shebetzavaro, the hat and the scarf. So these are the 18 things that they wore. That's lav dafka, these 18, but it just means stuff that you would normally wear. That's what you're allowed to save according to Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama says you could save whatever you want. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only these 18 things. This is what a person would regularly wear during the week. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanis Omer, Porson Or Shel Gidi, Al Gabi Shida, V'teva Umigdal, Shachas ben Arpnei Shu Mecharech. If you have a burning box or a closet, a storage case, whatever it is, you're allowed to put a goat hide, which is soft and moist, it'll stop the fire, on one end of it, because when the fire gets up to there, it'll stop it. Like Gram Kibo, you're causing extinguishing. Because it singes it. It's not going to get burnt. It's going to stop the fire. It's going to protect the other half of the cabinet. The osin mechitza b'chol ha-kelim. You're also allowed to put a block, a mechitza, in front of the fire with any vessels, even vessels that are going to break because of the fire. Bein melei and bein mekonim, whether the vessels are filled with water, so that when they break, the water will extinguish the fire. Or whether, to prevent the fire from going past. So you see that Gram Kibui, the Mishnah says, causing the fire to be extinguished in a Grama way, not directly, indirectly, is permissible. Rabbi Yossi Oser, Bechli Cheres Chadashim Lei Main. Rabbi Yossi forbids it, Levish Eini Chon Lekabal Saor. He says it's going to burst. And you're going to extinguish the fire. And he holds it's usur to cause the fire to be extinguished. Tanakama seems to say it's mutter to cause the fire to be extinguished indirectly. Rabbi Yossi says gram kibui is usur. We'll have to see in the Gemara what they're arguing about. Amar Yudam Arav, Tal Shachas Ba'or, Mitzad Echad Nosan Leh, Mai Mitzad Acher. So let's say you're a garment caught on fire. You're allowed to pour water on the other side of the garment so that the fire should not get there. Ah, what about the fact that you're laundering it? Take a look at Tosas Dira Maskel Nosein. Nosein Mayim Mitzadzeh. Pirush Rashbam. Lav Dafka Ala Talis. No, you're not allowed to pour water. You're not allowed to pour water, Mamish, on the Talis. That's an Isser Doraisa of washing it. Da Kaimelon Perk Dam Chatas, Debe Beged Shriyasa Zeo Kibuso. She says, go see what I wrote earlier on Kuf Yud Aleph. Yeah. So what's the answer? It means you put water next to it, so that the water should like drip and prevent the fire from spreading. Some say that if the beged is not dirty, it's not a problem to soak it. That's what Tosa seems to imply earlier. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Vim Kavsa Kavsa, Meisve, I'll ask you a question, Tal Shachazba or Mitzad Echad, Poshta Umiskaseba. So you can spread it out and cover it over. Vim Kavsa Kavsa. V'chein Sefer Torah Shachazba or, if a Sefer Torah is burning, Chas Hashem, Poshta V'koribo. So you can spread it out. And that's going to cause the fire to stop spreading. Vim kava kava, if it extinguishes. So it sounds like you're only allowed to spread it out, but you're not allowed to put water next to it. Because the water's for sure going to put it out. It sounds like you're not allowed to do it. So how could Rav have said it's okay to put water on the other side? Answer the Gemara. Hu damak Rav Shimon ben Anas. So Rav, who said that you're allowed to cause the extinguishing, holds like Rav Shimon ben Anas, who in the Mishnah said that it's permissible to cause it to be extinguished. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ema dam Rav Shimon ben Anas mipnei shehu mecharech. Garam kibu mi amar. Yeah, he said you're allowed to put the skin on the other side. But are you allowed to pour water on the thing? Mi amar. He said that it'll get singed. It'll prevent the fire from passing by, but it won't extinguish it. Who said he said you can extinguish it? Well, says, eh, no. He really held that way. Midiktani Sefer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechli Cheres Chadashim Malei Maim, Sheini Yichol, Nekabal Sa'or, Ve'imis Bakim, Mechabinis Adleika, Mechlatat Kamashari. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi forbade the kalim with water shows that Rabbi Shimon Ben Anas held that it's permissible. You are allowed to do Gram Kibu. You're allowed to extinguish it with the water. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon Rabbi Sotna Braisa. Ner al gabe tavla. If you have a lit candle on a table and you're trying to clean off the table, menaras ha tavla, vino fels, mkavza kavza. You're allowed to shake the menorah with a lit candle on it off of the table, and if it extinguishes, it extinguishes. It's a davar shein miskavein, and davar shein miskavein is mutter. Now the Rishonim say over here, it's got to be talking about a case where there was no oil in the candle. It's got to be a wax candle. Because if there was oil in a candle, so once you remove the oil from the candle, so that's considered to be extinguishing. That's what Tosa says in Menayer. Take a look at Tosa's Menayer. Menayer is atavli nofels. Omeri demayer deleka shemen menayer. The Re says, don't worry, there was no oil in the candle. You could say something about a candle that blew out already. Inami, no. Maybe it's wax. A wax candle, that's what others say. Fine. Says the Gemara, Ner show agavitav menayr satavla, you know, Amri, Devei, Rabbi Yanai, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shocheach. That's only if you forgot the candle on there. You didn't particularly put it on there. Avol B'Miniach. But if Erev Shabbos you place a candle on a table, you're not allowed to shake that off. Nase Bussis L'Davar Ha'Asr. The table becomes a Bussis. You're not allowed to shake it off. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Ner shep achore adelis. If you have a candle burning behind the door, poseach v'nol k'dakvim kavsa kavsa. You're allowed to open the door even though you know the wind is going to blow in and blow out the candle. Light alo Rav. Rav cursed people who would paskin that way. I'm living in the Rav Acha b'rei de Rabo. V'ami lo Rav Acha b'rei de Rabo l'Rav Ashi. My time light alo Rav. Why did Rav get so upset at people who paskin that it's mutter to open the door and the wind's going to blow in and blow out your candles? Why did Rav get upset about that? Maybe because Rav holds a Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'enu miskaven is asur. V'tani k'tani like Rabbi Shimon, and the Tana who held that you're allowed to open the doors like Rabbi Shimon, davar she'enu miskaven is mutter. Mishum derav sava like Rabbi Yehuda called the Tani Rabbi Shimon melet la'itla. Just because Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda and you held like Rabbi Shimon, he's going to curse you out for holding that opinion? What's the matter with holding like Rabbi Shimon? Especially because that's the halacha. Amalei, no. Be'afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda. No, in this case, even Rabbi Shimon would admit. Habayi v'Rabbi Damer Tavai Moda Rabbi Shimon b'psikreishi v'lo yamos. If it's windy outside, you open the door, it's a psikreishi. It's for sure going to blow out. Okay, so why in the world did the Brisa say, that it's mutter? Either the Brisa held it's not a psikreishi, or the held like Rabbi Shimon that Davashin Miskavin is mutter even in psikreishi. Wow. The Rashba held, unbelievable, the Rashba held that this Brisa holds that Davashin Miskavin is mutter even in a psikreishi. Rabbi Shimon held Davashin Miskavin mutter even in psikreishi. So says the Rashba. Wow. That's a chiddush. The Ran says differently. No, it's not for sure. He held it wasn't for sure that it wasn't a psikreishi. Now, wait a minute. This extinguishing, is this an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? This extinguishing. Is it an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? Isn't this a Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa? Why is it Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa? Because the only time extinguishing a fire is a violation of a D'Oraisa, if your old Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is Pater, is where you want the coal. You're extinguishing because you want the burnt coal. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayv. Rabbi Shimon holds Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Patar V'Lasser. So the Rashba writes, wait a minute. What's the din of a Psik Reisha by an Issa D'Rabbanan? L'chor, this extinguishing the candle is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. It's Patar V'Lasser according to Rabbi Shimon. So says the Rashba, you see from here, that Psik Reisha by D'Rabbanan's is also Asur. But the Ritva writes, no. The town of Abraisa, who's Matir, holds the Reb Shimon in the midst of the Psik Reisha is Asur only by a Malacha de Oraisa. But it's something that's only Midrabanan, like a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, it's Mutter, even in Psik Reisha. However, the Me'iri writes in the name of Gedolei Adoros that the reason why Rav Asur'd to cause kibui in a Psik Reisha case, even though it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan, because of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, because once it's a Malacha that's Aser Minat Torah, if it would be Tzarech L'Gufa, so that's why it's Aser. But something that the whole Issa is D'Rabbanan, if it's a Davar Shein Miskavi, even if it's a Psik Reisha, Rabbi Shimon would be Matir. You hear this? The Meiri distinguishes between something that's a total D'Rabbanan, then Psik Reisha would be mutter, even as a Psik Reisha, Davar Shein Miskavi should be mutter by pure D'Rabbanan. But something that's really an Issa D'Oraisa, just in this case it's D'Rabbanan because it's a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, so then it would be more severe. So says the Meiri. So that's a very major issue. It's a very major issue over here about whether or not the din of Psik Reisha applies to Yisurim D'Rabbanan.
Rebbe, didn't we speak about this with the Aruch? Whether it was Nichole or Delo, Nichole, Tos was brought down, and Rebbe said we can hold like Rebbe Willig.
Rebbe Willig, because of this Shita, correct, because of this Shita, that maybe Psik Reisha doesn't apply to Drabbanan. It's very good, excellent. So that's why Rebbe Mordechai Willig held that you're allowed to rely on the Aruch that Psik Reisha Delo Nichole is mutter by Drabbanan, because there's some Shitas that anyway say that Psik Reisha by Drabbanan is mutter. So if it's Psik Reisha by the Rabbanans and it's Lo Nichole, so you can put the different, two different Heterim together and you're allowed to be Matur. Correct. Thank you, Reb Mordechai. Correct. Correct. Very good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Poseach Adon Delz Keneged Medura B'Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda said you're allowed to open a door even though there's a fire burning in your house. Because the fire, actually this wind is going to make the fire stronger. Laila la Abaye. Abaye got angry at this. He cursed at anybody who passed this way. If it's a normal wind, it's my time of demand asar. Why is it asar? A ruach mitsuya, if it's a normal wind, it's not going to make the fire bigger. If it's mamish, blowing like a hurricane, my time of demand is shari. Why is it mutter? It's for sure going to make the fire bigger. La'olam baruch mitzuyah. No, really, it's a regular wind. Mar savar gazrina. One opinion says where goes a ruch mitzuyah atu she'ena mitzuyah. Umar savar lo gazrina. Says the Mishnah, v'osin mechitza. You're allowed to make a wall in front of the fire. Says the Gemara, le'meimer derabbanan savri gram kibui mutter. Rabbi Yossi savar gram kibui aser. Does this mean to say that the Chachamim hold that causing extinguishing is mutter, and Rabbi Yossi holds causing extinguishing is aser? That Rabbanan are lenient and Rabbi Yossi is machmir. I'll tell you the opposite. Desanya osin mechitza bekelim reikonim. You're allowed to make a wall in front of the fire with empty kelim, even though they're going to break. Uvim malein shein darkin l'shtaber, or with full ones that are not usual break. The elu malein shein darkin l'shtaber claim matches, metal ones are not going to break. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af kli kfar shichin ukli kfar chananya. Even these earthenware things, ein darkin l'shtaber, it's mutter. So you see, he's more lenient. Says the Gemara, v'chitei me'ebach masnis, and if you tell me you're going to flip around the Mishnah, flip around the Shitas, Rabbi Yossi debraisa l'devreim kamar, and the Rabbi Yossi debraisa was only being more lenient according to Chachamim, meaning Rabbi Yossi himself holds it's mutter, but according to Chachamim, at least admit to me that these kalim are okay. How could you flip around the opinions in the Mishnah? V'amar rabbi batachlifim mishmei derav, man tana gram kibi aser Rabbi Yossi. No, it's Taka Rabbi Yossi who forbids it. Says the Gemara, Olam lo tepe. Now you can't flip around the Shitas. Braisa kula Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa is all Rabbi Yossi. V'chisur mechzorachta. The word's missing in the Braisa. Osin mechitza bekelim reikonim of Malayim shein darkin l'shtaber. You are allowed to make a mechitza only with empty kelim, so it's not going to extinguish it, or with full kelim, which don't normally break. Veiling kin shein darkin l'shtaber claim out klik kvar shichin and klik kvar chananya nami ain't darkin l'shtaber. She Rabbi Yossi Omer, because Rabbi Yossi used to say af klik kvar shichin klik kvar chananya ain't darkin l'shtaber. Since they're not going to break, that's why it's mutter, because gram kib is really usser. The Rami the Rabbanu the Rabbanu Rami the Rabbi Yossi the Rabbi Yossi. We have a steer Rabbanu Rabbanu steer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi. Sanya hareish haya shame cause of la basaro. A person has Hashem's name written on his body. I raise a lo yirchutz. You're not allowed to take a shower. Velo yasuch, and you're not allowed to put on deodorant because you're going to erase it. Velo yamak matinofis. You're not allowed to also walk in a garbage place because you're exposing the Shem Hashem to bad smell. Nizdamna lo tefila shel mitzvah. If you happen to have to go to the mikveh anyway, korech alea gemi. Put something on top of it to protect it. The yored v'tova. Go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi omer lolam yored v'tova kedako. You don't have to put anything over it. But you're not allowed to actually rub it out. But if it goes out by itself, it's okay. So again, you see, Rabbi Yossi allows gram erasing Hashem's name. And Chacham say, no. So you see Rabbi Yossi more lenient. And it's the Gemara, Shani Asim Damar Kra, Ibadat Mishram, and Amakum Lo Sazkin Hashem Elokeichem. Asiyu Da'asar Gram Ashari. The Farish Apasuk. It's only us to actually actively erase it. But to cause it to be erased, it's okay. Says Mar Yehoche Yochanami, Loisasa Kamalacha, say the same thing by Shabbos. Asiya Hudasa Gram Ashari. So Gram Kibu should be okay. Answer the Gemara, Mitoch Shalom Bola Mamon and Shasta Yasil Chibuya. No. Rabbi Yossi held there's a reason to forbid Gram Kibu. Because you're so nervous about losing your money, we're afraid you're going to come to extinguish it. Says the Gemara, Yehoche. Kasha Drabanan Adrabanan. So why did the Chachamim, they were lenient by Gram Kibui, so why were they strict, and they make you cover it over by erasing Hashem's name in the mikvah? Uma hasam da'adam bo'olam mamono shari. The Chachamim said, it's mutter by extinguishing. Hachal okolshkein, kavachomer, it should be mutter to erase the mechika. Because here you're not worried about anything. Says Gemara, V'tizbara, is this really so? You think the reason why the rabbi said put a covering over it is to not erase it? What do you mean? Hai gemi echidami. When you put the thing to cover over the Shem Hashem, what's the case? Edom ahedik, if it's tied very tightly to your body, ka'avi chatzitza, it's going to be a chatzitza. How do you cover over the Shem Hashem? It's a chatzitza. V'lo mehedik, ayli be'maya. And if it's not so hard, attached, it doesn't protect the Shem Hashem anyway. Says the Gemara, Chatzitza, typically Mishum Dio. Wait, if you're worried about Chatzitza, why isn't the writing of the name Hashem itself a Chatzitza? Says the Gemara, Belacha, it's moist. If the writing is moist, it's not a Chatzitza. Dasanya, Hadam Vadio Vadvash Vachal of Yuvation, if it's dry, Chotzitzin, it's a Chatzitza. Lachim, if it's moist, Ein Chotzitzin. So says the Gemara, we're back to our original Kashim, Komo Konkasha, it's a steer in Chachamim. Elam Rabba Barav Shela, what's the logic of Chachamim? No. You know why you got to cover over the Mishnah? You cover it over loose, and the water goes in, and there's no problem with the grama, and it's not a chatzitza. You know why you got to cover it over? Because you're not allowed to be naked in the presence of the Shem Hashem. So that's why you got to have a loose covering over it. Oh, Mechlad Rabbi Yossi Sover Mutter Lavne Hashem Arum. Does Rabbi Yossi that's Mutter? No, Rabbi Yossi holds the Manach Yadi Lave. Rabbi Yossi is enough to just put your hand over it to block it. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan Ami the Manach Yadali. So why don't the Chacham say it's okay to put your hand over it? Says the Gemara, Dimishle v'shakale. No, sometimes you will forget and you will remove your hand. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Nami Zimin Dimishle v'shakale. Why is Rabbi Yossi? Why are you going to forget? Ella says the Gemara, Iyed Ikat Gemi Hachanami. If you have something to cover it over, everyone would agree you use the Gemi. Hachamai Skinen Lahadure Agemi. Question is, you don't have any gemi. Do you have to go searching for gemi? Rabbanan Savre, Tfila Bismana Lav Mitzvah. They hold it's not so important to be Tovel at the minute you can be Tovel. Umadrina, go find a piece of gemi to cover the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Tfila Bismana Mitzvah. You have to do it right away. Velo Umadrina. So you don't have to go searching for gemi. You're allowed to rely in this case to put your hand over it so that the Shem Hashem is not exposed to your naked body. Gentlemen, we'll stop here because there's a little discussion about Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. We'll pick it up tomorrow morning. Bez Hashem, Rabosai, tomorrow morning, Daf Yomi is at 7:15. Thank you very much. Not the usual 7:30, 7:15 tomorrow.